Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hello, podcast friends. Please rate and comment, and please share. And the rating always helps, too. Get us a nice five-star review on whatever podcast form you're listening to. One of the things that happened this week was my wife decided to rip the skin off of my hand.
How about you interfered while your wife was power washing?
Yeah. She's willy-nilly, though. She doesn't like, she wasn't doing it to my, or to anyone's level, I think.
No, to your. And can you admit that you can be a little bit, I hate to throw around the term OCD, but you can be a little obsessive about cleaning.
Yes, that's true.
Like, I'll never forget.
Why half-assed?
You were talking about cleaning, and someone mentioned that they didn't dust light bulbs.
Crazy talk.
And I was like,
oh, man.
You're going in because the light bulb inside the lamp wasn't dusted?
Crazy
so
talk.
This is the level that this guy is at. So what happened?
She was power washing, but she wasn't doing like twist.
You
felt
like
around.
She wasn't going
in
order.
Yeah, in order and stuff. So I reached down and grabbed a one of this you know recliner type thing we had outside, you know, outside recliner, that sort of furniture. And as I reached to grab it and move it so she could get all sides of it, she went closer and just ripped all the skin off, not all the skin, ripped a lot of skin off the back of my hand.
And it looks so nasty.
And it was a little painful, but I know it was my fault. I really, even though, I mean, if she was doing it right, I wouldn't have had to reach in, but it's still my fault.
She was washing it. She was power washing it.
She wasn't getting enough as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? I'm sorry. You get what you get. When I'm doing something and you're you missed a spot,
right.
You get what you get.
Yeah, and that deserved my hand. My hand just to be. To
did she say, please reach in there
deformed.
And show me how to do this better?
No, she didn't.
Matt Man, oh, cleaning wizard.
You can go on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page and you can probably find my juicy hand on there. And then I wrote a little, because you were describing it as juicy. Top five body parts you don't want to have someone describe as juicy. Go on Facebook. Caitlin starts real nice, right? No, well, I guess it's not nice, but nose. Eyes, ears, toes, fingers. Nose is, and eyes, I would think eyes are
bothering. Juicy? Oh, absolutely.
Because that reminds
but everything
you of what?
On that list, a juicy nose? Nope.
Yep.
Eyes? That just screams pink eye.
And that's what I was
if
thinking.
If your eyes are juicy, I'm staring at you and thinking, how do I avoid conjunctivitis?
You can't tell. Then Grace.
Ears? Good
ears.
God.
Juicy ears?
Ears?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh. All I can think of is ooze. Brown ooze.
I think that's worse than nose. I mean, you don't want a juicy nose, but at least it's somewhat normal, right? To have it, but a juicy ear? Greg said stomach.
And I'm sorry, if your ear is juicy, I'm going to assume that you're near death.
There's something going on, yeah.
Because in the movies,
bleeding
when you're bleeding from the ear, you're a goner.
We didn't say blood, just something juicy coming out of there.
Also added toes and fingers. And I think on that list, the least offensive is fingers. Because maybe you would just, you have juicy fingers because maybe you just had some hot wings or something.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just saying least offensive.
You might be able
to
figure out a way.
I don't want your juicy fingers near me, but of the things that Caitlin mentioned.
But juicy nose is very normal, right?
I mean, no, it's not, Matt.
I mean, like you have a cold or something.
Well, that's,
but juicy fingers.
That's why the Kleenex company has been in business for so long. You don't have to walk around like that.
Let's assume you're not eating. And you're just walking around with fingers that are juicy. I mean, that's an issue.
Oh, God. Thought of it.
Greg said stomach. Now, I don't know if that means on the inside or outside.
Either way.
Because I feel like I got a juicy stomach.
Either way. If you say you got a juicy stomach, I'm assuming that we need to clear the restroom for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you need to stay in there for a while.
Yes.
And after you're done, we need to avoid it.
But it's somewhat relatively normal, I guess. I love the way that Zach went with my man boobs. Yeah, no one wants juicy boobs. But that, better yet, was Amanda came right back.
I guess if you're a mom.
Okay. I was thinking maybe. But
and you're breastfeeding.
Yeah. But Amanda came right back at Zach with my back fat.
Oh, God.
Juicy back fat.
Because all I can think of is fat back and how greasy fat back is.
Yes. I got my baby back.
My back fat is juicy. It just seems like something you put on OnlyFans, and there's a very specific, dirty crowd who wants it.
I do imagine, like, gnawing on someone's juicy back fat. I think that would be kind of an interesting thing to do.
Your friend Stacy could only up back fat with love handles.
Yeah.
Juicy love handles.
Because you got some girth to
it. Because you know what I'm imagining with juicy love handles is that the juice is coming from between the folds.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Why is my imagination working so hard? Please stop.
But for some reason, she put thighs, and juicy thighs seems like a compliment.
Is it really?
I'm like, look at that juicy thighs on her.
I mean, it's a compliment at KFC.
Well, they have those pants that used to say juicy on them all the time. They were just saying
juicy
something.
Couture.
Yeah, juicy. Corey, who, by the way, is a veterinarian, so he knows juicy stuff.
Mm.
Juicy body parts, juicy animal parts.
I didn't need to know that about Corey because I had already judged when I looked at what Corey wrote.
What do you have there?
In terms of
which
juicy.
One bothers you?
Corey went with
nose.
Belly button.
A juicy belly button. Good call.
And oof. I don't even know if I can.
It's making you gag. Oh, you're doing a throw up thing.
Oof. When I was a candy striper. Ooh, I hear it.
Oh God. She's throwing up, people. She's vomiting. And it was a belly button story. I think I remember you telling me a belly button.
I was a candy striper. There was a woman hospitalized. She was morbidly obese and she was hospitalized with an infected belly button that had a tuna sandwich in it for a long time. And to this day, when I think about her, I think about the smell that came from her room. And I only had to be in there for a couple of seconds to change her water out.
Right.
To give her some new ice chips and some new water and to walk into that room with that juicy belly button.
That's winning for you so far. Over his juicy butt crack.
And juicy butt crack, please no.
But at least you don't see that, right? I mean, just a little, maybe it's like a little.
Have you ever changed a diaper?
Swamp ass.
You know how awful that is.
Doesn't have to be poop, though. It could be just a sweaty swamp ass.
That doesn't make it better. It doesn't.
He's one of a few people with juicy armpits.
Oh.
Mm. That's. And then Christy's just like, that is a Matt Man question for sure. But then she goes toes. So she wasn't that bothered by it. But like,
yep, this is so Matt, but also toes.
And then Jay gets really creepy. Skull, juicy skull. But that has to be on a dead person, right? Eyeballs, nose, pancreas.
When you say skull, I just think of somebody's just head bashed in.
How about the he said kneecaps. What about the opposite of the kneecap? The knee pit. Juicy knee pit.
Just anything. Anything. Anything that's not your mouth.
Yeah.
And even then, when you use the word juicy, it takes it to a different place.
But, I thought it would be a compliment if you say somebody's juicy. Didn't it used to be a compliment if you say someone's juicy?
No. I don't know where you've been hanging out.
I could have sworn I remember back in the day or something, you'd be like, hey, juicy.
No.
You don't think that'll come back?
Because.
It's a compliment?
I had a cousin who was. As a toddler and then even late toddler, like right before school, his lips were always, it was just always something
juicy about
him. Juicy about his mouth.
Juicy's no way to go through life.
No.
Juicy is no way to go through life.
So take care of that hand, Matt Man, and let this be a lesson to you. Power washing can be dangerous in the wrong hands.
Wrong hand. One of the things we did also, we talked about lazy jobs, and I bring that up again because you had one of the lazy jobs.
I did.
Which is quite insane to think of. Security guard.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote down on this list that somebody compiled, LinkedIn or wherever it was. Security guard is a job. But see, sometimes, I mean, in general, I guess that's true. But there's probably sometimes it's a little, rough out there.
We have had some great security guards here, and we have had some that absolutely fit that description.
Oh, gosh,
where you have to wake them up to get you into the building. Like, I know you're being vigilant behind your closed eyes, however.
Yes, yes.
And I shouldn't be throwing stones because I was a security guard. I was hired during a summer to guard an empty warehouse in New Jersey.
Guard an empty warehouse.
It was an empty warehouse on the grounds of AT&T, and teenagers kept breaking into this warehouse and having parties.
Right.
So they stationed a security guard out there, and that was me. Literally, I had to walk through the building once an hour.
Yeah,
and
empty building.
Yeah, hit these keys so that they knew I was walking around. But then the rest of the time, I just read novels.
Yeah.
Until the day there was a thunderstorm that knocked out power, and that's the day I quit because I got scared.
That's a terrible security guard.
Are they breaking in? Which I know that was the whole reason why I was there.
Right.
So I picked up my walkie-talkie to let the guard desk know that there was a problem. I'm like, help!
Yes.
Help! And they're like, who is this? And you were supposed to say what your guard number was so that they knew where you were stationed.
Right.
You didn't. You weren't required to say your name. Just, this is guard station number 49. I couldn't remember my guard station.
Like, ah!
So I just, help me! Help! Who is this? Where are you? I'm in the warehouse! Well, hello? How many warehouses were there?
And all you had to report was the lights went out. I mean, you didn't hear anything.
I didn't know if somebody had broken in or not, and I wasn't going to investigate. Security guard. What kind of weapon did they give me? A flashlight with a long handle?
Yes.
What was I going to do?
I feel like there are a lot of security guards that I've seen in my life that are there until something would happen that they would be like,
One time, it's funny now, at the time it was very disturbing, we had a stalker.
Yeah.
And so the security guard at the time had been advised to make sure that we got to our car safely. And on this one particular day, this security guard, who the only thing I ever saw her investigate was when she thought someone stole her grape soda from the refrigerator, she walked me almost to the door and said,
almost.
Listen, I'm not going out there because, you know, if somebody's coming after you, I don't know what they expect me to do.
Right, she was just straight up.
She was like, I know you don't expect me to put myself in peril for you.
My wig is already askew.
They don't pay me enough. She literally told me, they don't pay me enough to get hurt for you.
Right.
So you just going out to your car.
But I got you this
if
far.
You don't make it. I'll
watch
let somebody know.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. I said she walked me almost to the door because if they were waiting out there, she wasn't going to.
Didn't want to see it. Didn't want to be waiting.
They weren't going to fire through the door at her.
Right, right. Yeah, she didn't even want to be.
She wasn't having it. And you know what? I just shrugged my shoulders and I said, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, ma'am.
But
you don't know me, you don't care about me, and you definitely don't care about this job.
She would have pulled a U when she saw somebody approaching you.
She
I quit!
I quit! I'm not the security guard.
I quit.
She's on her own. Attack her, not me.
Exactly right. It's Matt and Ramona. Of course, check us out 6 to 10 on 107.9 New Mix. And also, rate and comment and share this and go to the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Love to hear from you. We'll talk to you.